And Tyler Irvin makes a play like that. Obviously, you know, it sets the table for you. But just, right. That's kind of what you'd hope for all along, right?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of the formula for us is if we can flip the field with special teams and really play a good field position game, which, you know, in our wins we've been able to do that. In our losses we haven't. Really helps you. And so when Irv made that return, that was big for us, you know, to have the ball on the 6-yard line. You know, the other thing about it is our coverage units, Don Jones, Tyler Irvin, Steven Anderson, they all came up with some big tackles on kickoff and on punt, and that helped us too.
How do you like the way the line is playing now that Dwayne's been in there and healthy for a little while?
Well, I think Dwayne's playing real well. I'll say that to start off. I think he's having a really good season. And I think overall they all played a good game yesterday. They Dwayne, Xavier, Mance, give credit to Mance going in there. Basically a rookie, playing the way he's playing is good. Jeff Allen, I thought, played really well yesterday. And, you know, Clarkie battles every game. Lamb goes in there and does his job. C.J. Fedorowicz is doing a good job. Ryan Griffin's blocking well. And Jay Prosh will get a game ball because I thought he was a very good lead blocker in the game. But, you know, I give all those guys credit. Whenever you rush for 180 yards, it's not just the backs, obviously. Those guys up front are doing a good job, and that was good to see yesterday.
John Simon always seems to fly under the radar, but he's having a heck of a season for you. What did you think of his game on Sunday?
Yeah, you're right. He is a, you know, kind of an unsung hero type of player. He's a guy that he personifies doing your job. He does a good job every week of just going out there and doing what he's coached to do. Vrabel does a good job of coaching him. John loves playing the game. He's in here all the time. I mean, he just loves being around it. He's tough. He's playing banged up, which, you know, everybody's playing banged up this time of the year, but he's pretty banged up in a couple different areas, so he's doing a good job for us.
What did you think of Akeem Hunt's performance?
I mean, I thought he gave us a spark, you know, and that's what we were looking for. I thought that he had earned the right to be on the 53 roster, you know, through his play on the practice squad. I mean, on the look team, you know, the scout team and things like that, and on the practice squad. So I thought that he came in there and did a nice job for us. You know, one of the plays that he had got called back on a, I mean, I got to be careful here, but, you know, on a whatever that call was. So he had a good game for us, good spark.
Do you notice during practice that he's kind of very lively and dances around?
Absolutely. Yeah, he brings a lot of energy to the practice field. A lot of guys do, and he's definitely one of those guys that brings a lot of energy, and he has a ton of fun playing football, whether it's out on the practice field or playing in games.
Bill, based on you being mic'd up against Detroit, some stuff you said to George about play calling and to the announcers, everybody seems to think George is calling plays again. Is George calling plays again?
Well, I'd say it's a collaborative effort, John. We think the best, you know, it changes all the time. I mean, we do what's best for the team. You know, we really do. I'd say that yesterday George called the majority of the plays, but, you know, we're doing it together, if that makes sense. You know, we're talking about not you know, play to play, but series to series. You know, George is a very bright guy, and I think it's what's best for the team. What I've found out is you can't just stay the same. If you think you're doing something that's taking you down the wrong path, then you have to fix that. And that means that this year, in 2016, George and I are working closely together to call the best plays we can during a game, and that's how we're doing it.
How hard is it being a head coach with so much to keep up, clock management and everything else, if you still are calling plays?
Yeah, no, look, I'll just speak for myself. I can't speak for any other head coach. I think that your job as a head football coach is to manage the game, is to really understand how the game's being played. You know, how is your defense playing? How is your offense playing? How is it going on special teams? What is the timing of the game, you know, whether it's a play clock issue from play to play or you know, end of the half situation or end of the game situation. So I think it's really important to obviously be on top of that on game day. And you know, look, it's not the easiest job in the world, but that's what we're paid to do. And so we always, as head coaches, we're always trying to do the best we can.
What's been the difference in the run defense last two games, 58 and 80 yards, especially in light of the Jags running the ball the way they did against Kansas City?
Yeah, no, I think that you have to give those guys, those players, a lot of credit. We've done a good job of setting the edge of the defense, building a wall inside against Detroit and against Jacksonville. We've tackled well. I think Bernardrick McKinney's played well. Brian Cushing has really controlled the middle. He's played downhill football. I think our outside backers have done a good job of setting the edge. I think Jadavian's been has been disruptive in there and made a lot of plays behind the line of scrimmage over the last two games. So I think it's a collective effort. The safeties have tackled when it's gotten to the safeties, and that's a good thing.
I know Grimes being injured made it easy for you guys to put Hunt up on the active roster. You have five running backs, and I imagine it's not very easy right now to make a decision on like who you want to have on the active roster and sending a guy back down to the practice squad.
Yeah, a lot of lot factors into that, Paul. Like you have to look at special teams. You know, when you look at Hunt yesterday on special teams, forget about offense. You know, we all kind of that's pretty obvious how he played on offense because he had the ball in his hand and he made some good plays. But on special teams, he was disruptive too. He may not have shown up as much in the stats as far as having a tackle, but he was down the field. Him or Don Jones were down there first or second, and making the returner Ben or whoever the returner was, you know, have to make a first move before they really wanted to. So that's part of it too. Like, how is that guy going to factor into special teams unless it's an offensive or defensive lineman? And the other thing we have to look at is whether it's John Grimes or Lamar or Alfred Blue, or this is the time of year when those guys are banged up and they need a rest. They need somebody to be able to come in and play for them and help them, and that was part of the decision too.
I know this isn't that important of a question based off of the fact that you guys won yesterday, but you guys could have kneeled the ball twice at the end of the game,
yeah,
and you ended up running the football. Would you have done that differently?
Yeah. So when we converted the third down with Hopkins, which was a heck of a play by Brock and by Hopkins, they had one timeout left on that play, and we felt like they were going to call that timeout right away. They didn't. And so we felt like, okay, they still had the timeout, so we were going to run it on that first down play. And what we should have done is we were okay running it on the first down play. When they banged their timeout after that first down play, we should have kneeled it on second down. So that's the mistake that I made, and it won't happen again.
What do you think about the Raiders, how they're playing right now, and some of the challenges that they present?
They are I think they're playing as one of the best teams in the league. I think that they're very athletic. I think offensively, just watching a lot of their film here over the last couple of days, big offensive line, downhill running attack. Derek Carr's playing very, very hard, very well. He's playing good situational football. He can run. He's got a quick release. He's accurate. They've got some go-to guys in the passing game with Amari Cooper and Crabtree, Roberts, Holmes, the tight end. Like I said, Murray, the back downhill guy. So it's a tough challenge for our defense. And then offensively, our offense versus their defense, you know, they really challenge you. You know, it's no yards are going to be easy. So it's going to be a very, very challenging game for us. Give our guys a couple days off here, come back ready to go on Wednesday, and do the best we can to prepare for a very good Oakland team.
Now that you've seen the tape, what did you think of DJ Reader and also Joel Heath?
Yep.
Played a lot more for you.
I thought that both those guys played well. I thought that there's always things that young players can improve upon, but to get their first extensive action like that, I thought that they really showed out pretty well, and they held the point pretty well. Joel Heath drew a holding call because of how he rushed the passer on a play. DJ did a nice job, had a sack, you know, and did a nice job against the run. So that was good to see.
Bill, some thoughts about taking your team to Mexico City and playing down there?
Yeah, no, we're excited about that, Mark. I know that Mr. McNair and the NFL feel strongly about international play. It's a pretty short trip for us, you know, so we know we're going to have a lot of fans down there, which is great for our team and our organization. I think it'll be great to go down there and play an international game in a very, very famous stadium with a lot of tradition. I know there'll be a lot of people there, and we're looking forward to it. I would say there's challenges to every road game, you know, just because of the routine is a little bit different. So the challenges of going there relative to going to Jacksonville or somewhere else, you know, other than maybe having your passport ready, it's all pretty relative.
Bill, do you believe y'all get proper respect for being 6-3?
I don't really think about that too much, John. I think that's an interesting question. I think that if you talk to the teams that have played us this year, I think they respect us. And I think that our players work very hard. I'm a big believer in our players, and I know it hasn't always looked pretty, but we're playing the games the way we feel we need to play them. And, you know, I think the way that we won that game yesterday, I don't care what Jacksonville's record is. I don't care what anybody's record is. And when you win a game in the NFL the way that we won that game, I think that's a testament to our players and our coaching staff. So if some guy, you know, in New York City or L.A. doesn't respect us, like, too bad. You know, I know that our opponents respect us, and there's a lot of hard work and tough football players in this building.